I love my playtime and I love my playmates. I love being able to be slutty and sexy and knowing that I'm making so many men happy. I love being porn and being a bit of a whore. Of course, you know, the main difference between a slut and a whore is that a whore gets paid for making men come. And a slut, well, a slut gives it away because she just can't help herself. So I'm definitely more of a slut than a whore. But I am a whore. I'm a whore because I have been paid. I never ask, and I never expect to be paid, and I've never been paid very much. Sometimes being paid even a silly little amount to make a man come makes me feel dirtier and hot. I know I'm a cheap whore, and somehow being paid is somehow more exciting and real. Of course, there's the other side. I'm out with a guy. The flirting gets hotter and hotter, and I let him come home with me, and then we fuck like rabbits all night long. In the morning, he slips away. And then later, I find some cash on my dresser. Oh my God, did he think that I'm a cheap whore? Somehow getting paid also makes it ugly and dirty. And then, for the guys, I know there are those tricky little whores who know how pent up guys get, how bad their decision-making skills are when they need to come so badly that they'll do almost anything to have a woman just pay a little attention, even just a phone call. I've had so many guys tell me that they've paid women to be slutty for them and then been ditched, leaving them hard, horny, and angry, and we don't need any more of those men in the world. So I thought maybe I should share some of my thoughts on sex and money. Paying a woman to help you come isn't evil, and it shouldn't be required. I know it's complicated. So, maybe to make it a little bit easier for you, I put these three little groups together: gifts, tips, and escorting. Gifts don't have to be big and complicated, and a lot of times it's sweeter and nicer when they aren't complicated. Buying her a cup of coffee is almost always safe, and in our online naughty world, sometimes dropping a couple dollars into her Venmo is the same thing. Whether I accept your offer or if I don't is a good test. If I politely turn down your offer for a coffee, it means I'm not interested, and that's okay. It's part of the dance. I know it's disappointing, but I think of it as a shortcut. If I don't accept your gift, you know early, and then you can find other places to hunt for a playmate, and you're not out the coffee or drink money. If I do accept it means that at least we're going to chat for a while and we're going to find out if there's more. But because it's just coffee or drinks, it's innocent and it's easy. As we play more, we get to know each other. And then there are bigger gifts. Jewelry and lingerie are nice, but let's be honest, it's usually more of a gift for you. Well, a gift for playtime does help us both, and I have had some lovely toys bought for me. Showing that you want me to be safe and happy and comfortable doesn't have to be slipping me a $100 bill. It's about helping me, even with mundane and ordinary things like a new garden hose or helping me to buy an air conditioner. It might not be sexy, but it makes me happy and it makes me want to help you. And then that can be sexy. You have to remember that gifts are just that. They're gifts. You haven't negotiated an agreement. There isn't any reason that she has to reciprocate. Just because you bought me dinner does not mean we're having sex. Gifts should come from the heart, either as a way to get to know her, or even much better, when you do know her, and you know what will make her happy. And then you know when she's happy, she makes you happy. Now, tips are different than gifts. They're like gifts, only Maybe a little more direct and to the point. Tips or encouragement to do something, but still not an agreement of any kind. Strippers make their living $1 bill at a time, encouraged to keep showing off. When a man tips, it's his invitation, but it's not her obligation for her to do more. The guys who've paid an escort up front and then been ghosted might have had better luck tipping. I know that when I'm making a man excited and he drops another $1 or $2 into my Cash App, my heart races a little, and I do a little bit more because he's telling me whatever I'm doing is working and I should keep doing it. The man who leaves money on my nightstand, he isn't really calling me a whore. He's giving me that encouragement to do it again sometime. Maybe even encouraging me to do it with other men because I did something special. That little post-coital cash is sort of a blunt but very practical way to say thank you. Tips are less personal than gifts, but maybe that's what makes them so much more powerful. I can be anything or anyone to you. It's not about intimacy. It's about raw sex. And tips make it easier for me to learn what you want and to know how to give it to you. But then that brings us to escorting, and I want to just be very clear. I feel sorry for most people in escorting, and not just the sex workers selling their bodies and souls for, but for the men who feel that it's the only way to have that moment of intimacy. Escorting can be wonderful for everyone, a service that men so desperately need. But then it's so tied up in so many other horrible things that it becomes so desperate and ugly. Part of what makes it ugly is that it's still confused with gifts and tipping. It becomes begging on both sides. The sex worker begging for money, the customer begging for sex play that might not be what she's willing to do. Escorting should be the simplest form of paying for sex. He requests a service, she sets a price, he pays up front, because she's taking the risk providing the service, and besides, he shouldn't want to do all that paperwork after such a lovely moment. Then the service is provided in the agreed time frame, and everyone goes home happy. It's not nearly as flirty as gifts or sexy as tipping, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be an agreement that everyone understands and has definite rules and limits. Tipping and gifts are all about finding those rules and finding if your playmate likes the same naughty things that you do. Escorting is about just the one thing. It should be good for everyone, and it's nice to have a job that you enjoy. But it shouldn't be any different than going to the hairdresser. If you go in for a shampoo and blow dry, you don't expect to get a color and a perm. You don't even expect that you can pay her more money so that she'll change her schedule, because your hairdresser has other customers too. You don't get mad because she won't do the extra right now, but you make another appointment and you pay for those services then. And that's why I'm not an escort. It would be too much like a job. I love getting gifts, and tips make me tingle. But that's why I do my naughty things online. Because I am just a horny slut and not really a whore.